So our guest on the programme this morning is Nikki Mason, who is a family support worker working for the Momentum charity. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Are you enjoying the sunshine?
I am indeed. A little bit too hot to get too much done, to be honest with you, at the weekend. But it is lovely to see that sun shining in the sky. It lifts us all up, doesn't it?
It does, especially on a Monday morning as well. Brilliant.
Absolutely.
So, Momentum charity, you work for them, but you were based here at St Peter's as a family support worker. So, what does your sort of role involve, first of all?
So, I was based at St Peter's for a year, from kind of May last year. And as a family support worker, we would support families who've been diagnosed either with cancer or life-limiting conditions, so if their child is going through treatment. And our mission is to support the families and, you know, provide that vital support so they don't have to cope alone. So as a family support worker, that's kind of my role, also backed by the whole team of Momentum Children's Charity. But I would go into the hospital on Wednesday morning, because they tended to have a clinic, so I'd pop in, could see a number of families in there on a Wednesday morning, or visit them at home, see how they are, and make sure they're supported.
Okay, so you were based at St Peter's, so presumably you'll have colleagues that are based in other hospitals doing the same sort of thing around the, around the hospitals.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, a bit of background about Momentum Children's Charity. We started in 2004. Our founder, Bianca Effamy, started the charity. She was working in the paediatric department in Kingston Hospital.
Right.
And she recognised that there was a bit of a gap where we could look after families who are going through treatment and put them in touch. And in fact, one of the first things she did was she bought a fridge for ice cream for children. So when they are going through treatment, it does provide a lot of comfort for them to be able to have these ice creams. And it grew from there about 15 years ago. And we now support families in Kingston Hospital, St Peter's Hospital, Epsom, East Surrey and St George's. So we we currently support, you know, well over 150 families throughout Surrey and Southwest London. It's fantastic. It's a real honour to be a part of the charity, being honest with you.
Absolutely. And it must be heartbreaking as well, you know, just seeing children going through so many tough things at such a young age.
To be honest, I'm a mom, and I have three children myself. And there are moments where obviously it is very difficult to see anybody suffering. But the one thing that I think is so overriding is there's so much positivity in doing what we do. And that's not just, through the families that we meet who are going through this treatment and their positive outlook and how they're going to get through it. Mm. It's everybody involved along the way. The staff, the nurses, the consultants, the play specialists. There's so much positivity surrounding everybody. And actually, that's what I walk away from. I don't walk away. There are sad moments, I won't deny that. But I do walk away overall with the positivity. And especially, you know, things that we can provide to give happy memories to these families, to put smiles on their faces.
Mm.
And they're fantastic. And it's fantastic to be able to do that.
Yeah, like you say, just the little things, just like providing a freezer for ice creams, just small things. And I suppose just making the environment in hospital for children a nicer environment. Yeah,
so one of the things that not only, you know, do we support families in a number of ways, but the other thing we do, so it goes beyond our families. We would support thousands of children and families who come through the wards in the hospitals, because we refurbish the environment to make it a much more pleasurable environment. So, for example, in St Peter's, you've got Little Oaks, which is a dedicated kind of oncology area for families. And, you know, currently we're looking after over 40 families in St Peter's, and they can access this area, and it's totally decorated. It's got beautiful pictures on the wall, and there's a play area, and it's much more of an inducive environment for the children to be happy, to be able to go through their treatment.
Absolutely.
And also, it does, and it really helps. And we also have decorated some of the isolation rooms, because if, you know, they are ill through treatment and they have to stay for a few nights, they're in a room which has, you know, got something interesting to look at on the walls, and it makes a huge difference, we find, to the families. And recently in April, we also refurbished the sensory room in the playroom of the paediatric unit up in Oak and Ashward. And
yes,
the idea behind that was to help relieve and ease children's anxiety while they receive medical treatment, and that's a huge success.
It can be a very anxious time, you know, particularly for a child, I suppose, being in hospital and not really knowing, you know, really what's going on, what to expect. And you go in there, and if you just have a nice environment, nice pictures
absolutely
on the wall, little things like that, it just makes a massive difference.
It is. And not only that, you know, what we also do throughout our hospitals is we have some services that come in. So we have a music provider that comes in once a month to each hospital, you know, just to go around the wards or go around the rooms. And, you know, she blows bubbles and plays music and gets the children kind of dancing. We've got our fairies and Disney princesses that come in and visit and go around and see the children. And that's so wonderful when you see their faces light up when Rapunzel walks into their room, you know. And we also have an amazing lady who does massage. So in St. Peter's, it's fantastic that we can use one of the rooms. So a parent could come away and have maybe a half an hour back massage or neck massage while their child is in hospital. And it means, you know, makes such a difference to them if they're in there, you know, for a prolonged period of time.
And again, you know, just little things just making such a big difference, and just giving parents that sort of time out as well.
Absolutely. You know, because it's not just the child that's going through the treatment, it's the entire family. You know, I know visiting in St. Peter's, every time a child came in, I know one particular family had the grandparents and everybody all came together because it affects everybody and the siblings. And, you know, other things that we do for families is we put in place therapies to try and help get them through this treatment time. So we have fantastic music therapists. So we put in 6 sessions where they would go to the home and go through, you know, have a music therapy session for the child. And they would work on maybe aspects of their treatment that they might be finding difficult, or it gives them a safe place to talk and explain how they're feeling. We have drama therapists who do the same, art psych therapists, you know, and we have a psychologist as well. And all of these things we could not do without all the amazing individual donations from, you know, the local people to St. Peter's and all our hospitals and our, you know, and businesses. You know, Barclay Homes funded the refurbishment of the sensory room. I mean, it wouldn't happen if we didn't have that funding in place.
And you just, it's just been announced at the end of last week, Sainsbury's Charity of the Year in Chertsey. That's amazing.
I know. It is absolutely fantastic. And they had the launch there on Friday morning with Philip Hammond, the MP, who came along. And, you know, that was great. And I know that lots of our families, and families who are currently being supported by St. Peter's and by Momentum, Momentum Children's Charity, they went to the to Sainsbury's. They voted for us. They voted online. And, you know, they led it all, and now we are. And it's fantastic for us because that's really going to help our awareness, you know, with Sainsbury's supporting us for the year. You know, they're going to the fundraising, the volunteering, the donations, and just getting our name out there to show the local people what it is we can do and how other people can help.
Yes, so, you know, it's about the money and also raising awareness as well, getting the name out there.
Absolutely.
And if somebody listening now thinking, you know, maybe we can help out, how can the public help?
Well, I mean, an amazing way of getting public to get involved with us is to go onto our website and to have a look, read up, see what we are about. And then, of course, social media is such a big thing these
days. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how to get the message out there. So liking us on Facebook, liking us on Instagram, liking us on Twitter, and you will see how and what we do. And those happy faces of those children when they go out on our boat that we have, that we bring out people, or they go down to our cabins in the New Forest, they have a little bit of a holiday away, you know, they can see what actually we are doing. And for example, there's lots of sporting things we try and get people to sign up to. So we've got our Royal Parks half marathon this October. We've got spaces left, and we'd love people to sign up to get involved. We ask that people maybe raise £300, minimum of £300, and you would run through four of the eight Royal Parks. Fantastic event. So all those things are on our website. If they go on there, they can, you know, get involved. And that's what we need, is everyone to join in the bigger family that is Momentum Children's.
Yes, just look at your website now, actually, Nikki. There's some really, really nice pictures on there of the children, the parents, the families, and the owl as well, your mascot.
I know, the owl. I've been an owl a few times, John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we recently did in Kingston, the Dragon Boat Race, which is a huge, great big charity event. It's fantastic. And the owl was on the speedboat flossing, which was great fun, even if a little hot.
But it's great fun, and you're doing it for a great cause as well.
Absolutely.
So your website is moment-um.org.
That's correct, go
on there and find out how to get involved and how to get support as well, if it's something that someone listening could benefit from in their own lives. But Nikki, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much, John. Lovely to talk to you.
And I do have a look at the website, and I wish you continued success and good luck with all the Sainsbury's charity stuff. We'll be hearing a lot more from you, I reckon, this year. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye then, Nikki.